It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting this morning from the nation's capital, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. As the new crop season begins, farmers should take stock in one important part of their business, their data. An associate professor at Ohio State University, John Fulton, offers insight into what farmers should do as the season begins.
First of all, what data are we collecting on the farm today? Define that to some extent so you know what's available as you speak to others that are going to provide services, or you want to generate recs or information from that data on farm, you need to kind of get that. Secondly, I think more importantly today, as we think about all these digital tools and people that are providing services, how am I going to share data? And which data is required by those services to render back that information and recommendations? So, you know, understand what I've got I can collect today, and maybe what I'm not collecting today, but then the sharing part of that, and probably the biggest thing that a farmer needs to focus on, or someone helping that farmer, is being able to organize that data.
John said most farmers already have a lot of data on hand. The next challenge is getting it into a useful form. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Yes, coming to you this morning from the nation's capital for the start of National Agriculture Week. In fact, a couple of days this week, I'll be assisted by my friend Steve Alexander on the broadcast here because I'm very much involved in the Ag Day observance in Washington once again this year. Tomorrow afternoon, I'll be moderating a panel at the National Press Club. That will be after the Vice President of the United States delivers some remarks, Mike Pence. We'll be commemorating the National Agriculture Day proclamation made by President Donald Trump that'll all be taking place at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Following an introduction by Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue, the Vice President will speak to youth agriculture leaders, as well as members of Congress, Department of Agriculture officials, and prominent members of the agriculture community. And while Agriculture Week is being celebrated, of course, the March Madness continues. Founded 1 year before the NCAA tournament, did you know that the NIT, the National Invitational Tournament, used to have far more cachet in the sports world? While the NCAA tournament crowned a champion in a traditional tournament, the NIT was invitation only, and it was seen as more glamorous at one time, having better teams. And they held their games in New York's Madison Square Garden. As late as the 1950s, the NIT was thought to be equal of the NCAA tournament. City College of New York won both tournaments in 1950, beating Bradley in both finals. Oh, and did you know this? Men who want to have a few days off after having the vasectomy and time it well so they can enjoy the tournament quite often, we'll have that procedure done just ahead of the tournament. Urologists have reported a rise of almost 50% in the numbers of men looking to have that procedure performed so they can then watch wall-to-wall basketball while they recover. Urology clinics have embraced the surge, offering discounts, T-shirts, and free snacks. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the Farm Challenge of the Week, sponsored by Bayer. I'm Max Armstrong from Washington. Have a good day.